Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge, and this is your latest Manchester United news. We're outside this morning, which is lovely, and we've got lots to talk about. We'll be talking about Tchouaméni potentially signing a new deal at Real Madrid. Also, what is the latest on Tonali? Michael Carrick's big clear out. Also, we're talking about the manager situation. Some incredible comments about Michael Carrick actually on the overlap. Now, we do work with the overlap now, but that doesn't mean I have to agree with some of the nonsense I've heard this morning, like Michael Carrick getting the Man United job is a tap-in. Also, Michael Owen saying that Rasmus should be coming back to Manchester United and what meetings are about to take place this week at Manchester United. So lots to get into on the show today. You might see ask why I'm outside. I made a promise. I made a promise about this slide last summer, and the weather beat me, and I never did go down the slide. And maybe, just maybe, if we hit a certain... I'm saying if we can hit 2,000 likes while we're live, I might run off and go down the slide. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. But look, good morning. Hope everybody is here. It's a fantastic day in the UK, and I think we should get out more when we get good weather. So that's why I'm out in the garden. I forgot myself a cup of coffee. But look, let's delve into the news. It is Manchester United news on the United Stand. Make sure you smash a like and subscribe. I think that's a little bit off kilter, but there we go. Might be a little bit better now. It's still off kilter.
That's better.
Okay, let's start off with Tonali, because I know this is the one that everyone wants to talk about. On the show last night, I mentioned that I'd spoken to somebody and they'd said, keep your eye on Tonali. I think we need to keep our eye on Tonali a little bit more, because reports coming in this morning from Spain that Tchouaméni is indispensable to Real Madrid and that they are now looking to give him a new contract. It's a strange story, Tchouaméni. I'd love to know what your comments are, because I feel like, remembering the international break, we had that week of Tonali. And the week before that, we had Bruno Guimaraes. And last week, we had Tchouaméni. And it feels like, and I don't know whether it's factual or not, but it does feel like we're being played a little bit, because it feels like we get a week of news and then it's like, nah, that's not happening. And with Tchouaméni, it feels like that's happening here, because the strange thing is, you had Andy Mitten a couple of months ago talking about Man United interested in a La Liga midfielder, and you had a lot of people talking about Tchouaméni last week. It feels a little bit like De Jong and Tonali sort of combined for me. It feels like this is a player that Man United would like, are quite happy to be linked to, but it's speculative in the sense that a lot of things would need to happen for this deal to happen. Now, look, we've seen the brilliance of Casemiro. He's absolutely superb. He is going to leave. You have to replace him. But are United just sort of throwing names out there saying, hey, you might buy decent midfielders in the summer, should we go and get him? And I think last night, again, we saw, remember yesterday morning I said about United's message about not overpaying is actually really frustrating, because if you watch that footballing heritage last night, I mean, make sure you're on That's Football Tonight. You've got to watch these Champions League games. Incredible. You know, you talk about whether you want Carrick or Enrique or, you know, who United need to sign in the summer, and you see the quality of that football that you have being played last night, and you sort of like go, hold on a minute, this is what we should be aspiring to be. This is what Man United need to aspire to be. But you know what also stood out to me last night amongst the brilliant football, you know, none of this parking the bus and counter-attacking on the front foot, using wingers. Frustrating, really, because Man United are a team that's always took risks in my lifetime and always used wingers. And then you're watching PSG and Bayern playing pretty much how Sir Alex Ferguson wanted to play. But United seem to have stepped away from that. We've become a counter-attacking team. But the thing that stood out to me last night, and it brings it back to the news this morning about Tchouaméni potentially signing a new deal at Real Madrid, and we'll talk about Tonali in a moment, is that United obviously put this story out yesterday about not wanting to overpay, having boundaries. Now, there's the mic drop. right? United didn't want to overpay on João Neves and let PSG get João Neves and we took Ugarte. That's what happens when you don't want to overpay. That's what happens when you don't go and get best in class. That's what happens when you don't pay the 250 grand a week. That's what happens when you don't pay the 100 million pounds a week. You end up with Ugarte. Now, I'm not slagging Ugarte off. I actually thought he might be a decent signing, but he wasn't best in class. He was the B, C, or D. At this time, I thought Ugarte would work. And maybe he would have worked. Maybe he could have worked. But the reality is he didn't work. We should have been going for people like João Neves. We went for Ugarte. And that's what happens when you don't actually, you know, go and get what you should get. And I think that, you know, we do need to be wary of that, is that, you know, you're watching that game last night and you're looking at these teams that go and get best in class and they're the best in Europe. Some of the best football I've seen in years, actually. This is why you have to go and get the very best. So when I hear about Tchouaméni, maybe Man United are looking to go and get the best possible replacement. But how viable is it? It just feels like the noise coming out of Spain this morning is that he's indispensable. They want to give him a new contract. And we probably end up having to pivot from that very, very quickly, because you cannot waste your time on players that, you know, probably don't want to come. And let's be honest, if he doesn't want to come, then, and Real Madrid don't want to sell, it's over. The only way this deal happens, because of the level Man United are at the moment, you've got Real Madrid here and you've got Manchester United down here. The only way a deal like this happens at the moment is if you get a situation whereby Tchouaméni has to leave because Real Madrid want to upgrade. That's our only hope, if we're being completely honest. Couple of super chats coming in this morning. Azza number three says, would you be happy with us signing Cadioglu, Tonali, Stiller, Scott and Liao this summer? I think expecting more is giving our board too much credit. I'd be very happy with Tonali and Stiller and Scots, and I'd take Liao. I mean, look, mate, I'd be happy with Tonali, Stiller and Scots. If you give me Cadioglu and Liao as well, I'd be ecstatic, to be honest with you, because you've got three decent midfielders there, in my opinion. And Andrew Wassell says, I hope the board watched last night. That's what we're competing with next year. Well, we're going to come, look, basically, The Overlap has a video out this morning, Fan Debate, and one of the things said that giving the job to Michael Carrick was a tap-in. Now, in all due respect, they probably didn't watch the game last night, but they don't need to watch the game last night. Giving the job to Michael Carrick is not a bloody tap-in. It's a risk. You know, it's a back pass when not looking. You know, it might make its way to the goalkeeper. You might play the other player in. It's not a tap-in. Absolutely not. And when you look at the quality of football last night, that's what you need to aspire to. But we're nowhere near Arsenal and Man City, let alone PSG and Bayern. But we'll talk about that in a moment, because I really want to rip the shit out of that, to be honest with you. What about Tonali? Right. Well, look, I mentioned it last night. I expect this story will come out in the next few days, maybe the next week, because the person I spoke to is obviously very, very well informed. And they just said to me, keep an eye on Tonali. I think that we're almost at a point, incredibly, hypothetically, factually, that we know Anderson's going to go to Manchester City. We know we won't sign Bruno Guimarães because of his age. We know that Tchouaméni's probably going to stay at Real Madrid. There is only one player left. It is Tonali. Now, I'm trying to figure out what it is about Man United that doesn't want to do this deal. Newcastle, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Newcastle are not going to be in Europe. The slim chance they had, they've ruined it, right? They don't know who their manager's going to be. They have literally had a nightmare year. And there's a lot to learn from Newcastle, because we could be Newcastle in a year's time, as we know. But there's a lot to learn from Newcastle, because if you look at what they did last summer, they spent £120 million on Wizard and Voltameda, and they're not in Europe. Financially, they've got to play the game and say, you know, we won't sell players for cheap. But they are in trouble. There's no European football next year. Players want to leave. And obviously, they've got players that aren't very good. There is an opportunity to go to Newcastle and just go, that's our offer. We want the player. And I don't know what it is about Man United that are unwilling to do that at the moment. Maybe it is Tonali looking for this move back to Italy that worries some clubs, but he ain't going to get that move back to Italy. And he and his agent need to figure that one out, because I think for United, he's absolutely perfect. And we are not going to replace Casemiro man for man. It's just not going to happen. So if we do replace replace Casemiro with Tonali, yes, you've got to find those headed goals from somewhere else, but you're not going to get, And I heard Harry Maguire talking after the game, and he says, I'm good in the air, but Casemiro is on another level. Well, I think Harry Maguire in the air is one of the best players in the world. So if Harry Maguire is saying Casemiro is on another level, we're not going to replace that. We're going to have to replace the goals in a different way. So I think Tonali is absolutely perfect. And I just am desperate for this person to drop this story that is more than what keep an eye on Tonali, because I think it's absolutely perfect for what Man United are looking for. And I'm sort of thinking, what are we waiting for? Because as I said about Joao Neves, I think this morning is perfect for United fans to get this in their head. Joao Neves was a player that we really liked. We really wanted Joao Neves from Benfica. We scouted him the 8 months before PSG bought him. There was constant stories about Joao Neves, Joao Neves, Joao Neves. Bruno Fernandes was talking about him. Man United did want him. PSG went in with the big bucks, and we got involved in this, you know, deal that helped PSG out by going, yeah, we'll take Ugarte. It was a George Mendes super deal, wasn't it? And it was the summer where we got Yoro as well. So we probably said to George Mendes, if he can get his Yoro, we'll take Ugarte as well. And obviously, João Neves ends up going to PSG. Well, here we are with that summer representing itself again, aren't we? You know, we've got this scenario where there's more than João Neves in this market. There are so many good midfielders. And there is a meeting this week. That's what I was going to bring in. There is a meeting this week where Michael Carrick and the club are going to sit down and discuss who's leaving the club. I wish we'd have a meeting about who we're actually signing, because sell to buy isn't something that's going to help us this summer. We need to buy and then sell. We need to go out and get what we need to get, because this Casemiro thing, it's looking good that Bruno Fernandes is going to stay. I mean, that could have been a real problem. It's looking good that Bruno Fernandes is going to stay, but Casemiro is gone. And, you know, obviously the manager debate distracts people, but if the manager was staying next season, if we had like Nagelsmann as manager now, when we knew he was here next year, we'd all be saying, what about Casemiro? What about Casemiro? What about Casemiro? And for me, that is the big question. What about Casemiro? Because that is a huge player to replace on so many levels. And there's only four players who can replace him. And you know what? I will say this. I think Elliot Anderson will go to Manchester City. But if I'm being honest, if I'm replacing Casemiro, and I'd love to know what you think, if I've got to replace Casemiro, Elliot Anderson isn't the dream signing. Shock horror. Elliot Anderson is not the dream signing to replace Casemiro. Tchouaméni or Tonali is, because they are 26, Champions League proven, experienced players. Anderson has never played in the Champions League. In 3 years' time, maybe better than both of them. But I need players to come in now and replace a player that's performing now. Do you think we'll get rid of Rashford and Onana? It would be horrible to get those players back when we're building something new, says Anders. Can I come back to that? Because there's better stuff to talk about. Is Tonali really going to get signed if he's that homesick, says Robert McCormack? You know what? That's why I said it, Robert. If Tonali is homesick and that's why he won't sign for Manchester United or Arsenal, or he wants to leave Newcastle, that's all fine and dandy. But the big issue is, you're a £100 million midfielder who is worth 200 to 250 grand a week. And there is not a club in Italy that can pay that price. So, you know, ultimately, he's a victim of his own success. Newcastle, forget Man United, Newcastle cannot let him go to Italy because he's homesick. They paid £60 million for him. And it's going to have to be a lot more money than that. Does any player from Man United get into the PSG buy-in team, says Stretford Signal? I was asked this question last night. Hypothetically, I would say Bruno Fernandes. Patrick Lynch, thank you very much for your super chat. He says, the biggest problem with last night is that you can use it as an argument for an experienced coach, Enrique, or an up-and-coming coach company, when the real takeaway should be, when you back a coach, you can be great, says Patrick Lynch. Thank you very much on that. Look, just on that last night, I think that's very important. I mean, look, we've got loads to get into. And how many likes on the video have we got? 857. If you want me to go down that slide, I'm quite happy to go and warm myself up. If you want me to go over down that slide and create a moment, I'll do it on 2,000 likes. So look, let me bring this in. There is quite a bit of transfer stuff I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Rashford stuff. I want to talk about this clear out meeting. But I took a few notes on this. So the overlap was out this morning, the fan debate. And the little bit I was interested in was about Michael Carrick. And it was Paul Scholes and Gary Neville, and they were talking to the fans in the background. And McCola said, it's a tap-in to go for Carrick. He said that, you know, you can't go for World Cup managers because July is an important month. And, you know, you could even give it to Carrick as a short-term contract and then see how we are in a year's time. I mean, look, in fairness, it's probably an opinion somebody you agree with. I think it's absolute horseshit. And, you know, I'd love to have been there to say that is a horseshit opinion, because Michael Carrick is not a tap-in. Like, even Paul Scholes said, I question giving it to Carrick because of, you know, recruitment in the summer, dealing with the Champions League and multiple cups with that style of football, I'd question it. And Gary Neville said, I said 4 months ago, United need to go for a world-class manager in the summer. Why would I change that just because United have won a few games? But this McCola says, tap in, Carrick. You can't go for a World Cup manager because July is too important. And you could even give it Carrick as a short-term thing and see how it goes. Well, I think it's total horseshit, mate, because we're Manchester United. We cannot, Shearer said this, and I said the same thing, so I've got to be consistent. We cannot give Michael Carrick a one-year contract to see how it goes. We're Manchester United. That's just cowardly. That's just, you know, not backing your own decision. That's like getting in a relationship with somebody and they say, are we getting married after after 6 months of a brilliant relationship? And you go, I'm not sure whether I want to marry you. Let's just stay together for another year and keep it going how it is. It's, you know, you either commit or you don't. If you've got doubts, you don't do it. If you're confident, you do it. It's the same as saying, well, we can't give the job to Enrique or Nagelsmann or Emery because if they lose their first four games, the press will get on their back. How's about, I'm the owner of Man United, I'm giving the job to Nagelsmann, and if he loses the first four games, I will step up and say, this is the guy I'm going to stick with for the next 3 years, so you can like it or lump it. Oh, actually, Sir Jim Ratcliffe did that, didn't he? And then 3 months later, stabbed that manager in the back listening to Wilcox. So, you know, ultimately, you either give it to Carrick or you don't give it to Carrick. You do not give him a one-year contract. That is absolute shit. And I'd stick up for Carrick on that. You cannot give him a one-year contract. That is weak ownership. That is a weak board. And what message does that send out? Oh, you know, you know, flip it, right? If you give Carrick a year and then he finishes sixth, I will get rid of him. Oh, so we can afford to finish sixth next year. Like, we have to get better. We have to go on. This is, next season is not about, oh, let's try again and see what happens. Next season is about going to the next level. And that's what the manager needs to be. So if you give it to Carrick, you give it to him for 3 years. You do not give him a one-year deal. And, you know, I was listening to it and you got this guy saying it's a tap-in to give it to Carrick, but then he's talking about a one-year deal. Well, it's not a fucking tap-in then, is it? If you're saying it's a tap-in to give it to Carrick, why aren't you giving him a five-year deal? Don't say it's a bloody tap-in and then say, oh, I'd give him a one-year deal, because that shows the doubt in your mind. Absolutely. And also, you can't give it to a World Cup manager because January is really important. We've got big pre-season games. And hello, most of our big players won't be in the fucking team until August. So you're telling me that we won't give it to a World Cup manager for the sake of 3 weeks? And it won't even be 3 weeks. The World Cup final is in the middle of July. Are Germany getting to the World Cup final? Are USA getting to the World Cup final? We're talking Nagelsmann and Pochettino, if we're being honest. So the World Cup final is the middle of July. Even if you win it, which is unlikely with those two teams, and you go on the piss for a couple of days, a couple of weeks holiday, you're back August the 1st.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
That's the same time that most of our players get back. We don't need a World Cup manager in July. It's a bunch of kids and a few reserves going on a tour. You can send whoever you bloody well like. We don't need a World Cup manager. It's just somebody somewhere manipulating morons. Louis van Gaal was our manager after a World Cup. Other managers will take jobs at other clubs after the World Cup. Don't fall into the trap of, well, and actually, I think I wrote it down. I think they all discussed it on the overlap. There's no outstanding candidates, so maybe Carrick is stability. Oh my God, there's no outstanding candidates. Let me just think about this. So you've got Nagelsmann. We'll come back to him. You've got Pochettino. You've got Emery. You've got Iriola. You've got Xabi Alonso. You've got Conte. They're all managed. It annoys me so much. It annoys me so much that we're talking like there are no outstanding candidates for the job. Chelsea have literally got a shortlist already of Marco Silva, Iriola, Xabi Alonso and Conte in the space of a week. Do not, do what you like, but do not tell me that we have to give it to Carrick because there's no other candidates. That is the most cowardly nonsense approach I've ever heard, because there are always options in the shop. Even if they're in somebody else's shopping basket, you can still make them an offer. So there are always options in the shop. And it seems to me, you know, when I hear the tapping thing, it's almost like, are you speaking for the club or are you just not intelligent enough to figure out that there are always options in the shop? You don't give a manager short-term contracts and you can take on a World Cup manager. You can. But look, there was other things said. I have to disagree with this as well. So they were talking about Nagelsmann and they were talking about Nagelsmann's career. And Paul Scholes said to Gary Neville, well, we'd win the league at Bayern Munich. I mean, you wouldn't. You definitely wouldn't. I mean, I've been watching the Bundesliga a lot this year and Bayern Munich are a fantastic team. But even in the last 3 years, they've not won the league every year. Leverkusen won it 1 year. Dortmund should have won it another. Bayern Munich may well win the Champions League. So they're a bloody good team, Bayern Munich. Obviously, they're always favourites and they are what Man United should be in the Premier League. But so to dismiss Nagelsmann's career, I think anybody who says anybody can win the league at Bayern Munich doesn't understand Nagelsmann's career. Nagelsmann's career is taking relegation Hoffenheim into the Champions League. Nagelsmann's career is taking RB Leipzig to Champions League semi-finals and finishing second in the Bundesliga whilst producing young talent. Nagelsmann's career is playing fantastic football. He is an established coach. I do not understand the criticism or, oh, he's just another Amrin. You know, go and do your homework on that. But I think that the big things for me are still that, and this really stood out to me because both Scholes and Neville said this. They said, with Michael Carrick, it wouldn't surprise them because he's a classy guy. If he said, I've done my bit, I shouldn't be the guy to take the job. And this really stood out to me. I'll come to your comments in a minute. But obviously, Paul Scholes and Gary Neville know Michael Carrick and they've played with Michael Carrick. And they've said, it wouldn't surprise me knowing what Michael Carrick's like because he's a classy guy. If he said, I've just brought stability, I'm not the guy to take it to the next level. So Michael Carrick himself might say, this is not the right job for me at this time. Because he can probably go and take the Bournemouth job. He can probably get the Crystal Palace job. He can probably get the Fulham job. I personally don't know Michael Carrick. I think that's nonsense. I think if he's got a sniff of the Man United job, he's going to go, I'm going to take it. And I know I don't blame him for that. But they were saying, look, Carrick, it wouldn't surprise me if at the end of the season, he just went, you know what, this is a big job. It's probably not the right job for me next season. I'll move away now and take something, you know, that's probably more suitable for me. Let's not forget, he is a sacked Middlesbrough coach. He's not a big manager, is he? He's not a big experienced manager. So look, the debate rages on. And what made me feel better about that is that, you know, there are still people out there who are, like myself, not convinced it's the right thing to do. And you know, nobody's going to convince me that it's the right thing to do just because we could give him a 1 year contract and there's nobody else in the market. Just to clarify that before I move on and get into some of your comments and talk about something else. We're on 1,500 likes, by the way, 500 more, and we're going down the slide. Imagine Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was in charge, right? And he'd have these same results. And everybody said, yeah, give it to Ollie again, because there's nobody else in the market and we can just give him a short-term contract. You wouldn't do it. You'd be like, we can't do this again. We can't do this again. We can't give it to Ollie again, because we saw what happened last time. And he's had good results, and thank you very much, but it's time to move on, and let's get a world-class manager in and move on. So why this is nothing to do with Michael Carrick. Why are we saying there's nobody else in the market? And you know, let's just give him a try. I find that really, really strange. Tonali Belaber is my preference, is up the red seven. Both not going to the World Cup, can get it done in June as well. Also, I don't want Carrick, but Nagelsmann is pony, please not him. You've made two bad comments there. I'm going to move on. Belaber's shit, and you've got no idea about Nagelsmann. Sorry, up the Reds. Dazzo Bear says, we should go for Unai Emery, but we're never linked. Costs money, Dazzo. It costs money. That's why we won't go near it, unfortunately. Ginger Red, 6877, says, you can read them like a book. Open it and read it. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Guy says, Carrick is not a tap-in and a risk, but so... Carrick is not a tap-in and a risk, but so is Vincent Kompany for Bayern. He also didn't have a track record. Quality players would change all, says Guy. Okay. Some people might agree with you on that one. Vincent Kompany obliterated the Championship with brilliant football at Burnley, and then had a season in the Premier League where he stuck to his roots and got relegated. Don't compare Vincent Kompany to Michael Carrick, because the differences are he got promoted with Burnley playing good football. He got relegated with Burnley playing good football. And throughout the whole time, he stuck to his principles on good football. We are playing part the bus counterattack. At halftime against Brentford on Monday, 2-0 up, we brought an extra defender on and parked the bus. You can't say Michael Carrick is the next Pep or the next Vincent Kompany on no evidence. Your only evidence is he's an ex-player who is starting out in the game. Don't disrespect Vincent Kompany by saying there are similarities with Michael Carrick, because we haven't seen that style of play. Vincent Kompany, as much as he's an ex-City player, etc., and I wish he'd fail. I mean, I don't really, actually. I would if he was at Man City. He's got an identity. He has an identity. Again, this is just crap arguments. You can't say Carrick's like Vincent Kompany because he used to play for Man United and he used to play for Man City and they're both starting out. Like, there's evidence that Vincent Kompany has a style of play. And that, you know, Bayern Munich wouldn't look at Carrick and go, have the job, would they? They wouldn't look at Carrick and go, you got sacked by Middlesbrough playing, you know, not a great brand of football. You've won a few games at Man United not playing a great brand of football. Come and manage Bayern Munich. They went for Vincent Kompany because they looked at his style of play and went, with better players, he's probably going to be a really good coach. Is Luis Enrique or any quality manager comes to United, half our squad will retire today. Last game is an eye-opener for many teams, not just us, as Stretford's last night, says Stretford Signal. Thank you very much. Emily Derry says, why wasn't this clear-out meeting held months ago and the corresponding who we are bringing in meeting? If you're going to insist on board-led recruitment, then the manager doesn't really matter, says Emily. How often do you personally use that slide, Mark? Is One Inch Wonder. I've never used that slide, I don't think. And I'm a bit worried about using it today because I've got grey jeans on. Zone United says, Carrick is basically Southgate, just more likeable. Ineos wanted that since they came in, and now they've brought in Holland, but with a familiar front face. So what you're basically saying is, we've just got Carrick, we've just got Southgate in a different guise, and they've literally brought his assistant coach in. Scary thought. There's a talk of a 30 million Hackney bid if Carrick stays. This is Everything Carpy. So we're after Hayden Hackney at Middlesbrough, and we're after Morgan Rogers, who used to play for Carrick at Middlesbrough. Any other good Middlesbrough players we can go for? Kane is coming, says Grand Prairie. Oh, man, bloody hell. I'd love Harry Kane at Manchester United. Would you buy Malin, who's in Roma, for 25 million to be a winger and second striker? He's in good form. It didn't really work out, Gamer, did it, at Villa? I don't think that we would do that. Of the Red Seven says, I'm back again. Tonali Belaber is my preference. Both go... Oh, no, I've done that one. So bad, I read it twice. In hindsight, wasn't it weird to replace Sir Alex with a mid-table coach rather than someone like Mourinho, Guardiola or Ancelotti? I mean, we're not going to go down memory lane, mate, but we're only 200 likes away from 2,000 likes, and then I go down the slide, by the way. The appointment of boys after Sir Alex was terrible. Onwards we move. So Man United, numerous sources are talking that there's going to be a meeting this week about transfers, but only about clear outs. I agree with Emily about this. I sort of like go, I mean, Carrick's big clear out, Wilcox's big clear out, Berada, Wilcox and Carrick's clear out. How many people are sat around the desk? I mean, I would say if they're having that meeting at 2 o'clock today about who's leaving Man United and their clear out, get me up there in an Uber and you'll be finished by 2:05. Because the Man United clear out meeting's a piece of piss. I can tell you what's going to happen in that clear out meeting. It's going to be Ugarte, Xerxes, Malacia, and then Rashford, Rasmus, and, well, Sancho's already gone and Casemiro's already gone. That's it. Meeting over. Let's go and enjoy the sun. Let's go and have a pint, Michael, and talk about why you should take the Fulham job. That's the end of the meeting. I mean, Man United's big clear out meeting. I mean, you're not going to clear out anything. You never get rid of players that you should get rid of. You'll get rid of Xerxes because he barely plays and he got mugged off. I mean, Joshua Xerxes got mugged off in January. And, you know, no one ever puts those clips out. I said in January, Xerxes should go if he wants to play in the World Cup. And everyone was like, no, let's keep him around. He's a good player to have. And I was like, we don't play enough games. He's a good player to have one game every couple of weeks. He won't even get 10 minutes. And he never does. I don't know why Xerxes stayed. I don't know why he bothered. He got absolutely mugged because when we don't play Sesko, we put Mbeumo up front. We never pick him. He never gets used. He's got absolute no future. And you could see that in January. And he's basically blown his chance of going to the World Cup at 23 by listening to Man United saying you're an important part of the squad. He got absolutely mugged off. And so he's going. Ugarte, I genuinely think Carrick would pick himself if he could instead of using Ugarte. So he's going. Malacia, I think they put on the bench just to fill the bench because he's no good. Casemiro's leaving. We're trying to sell Rashford, which we'll talk about in a minute. And you know, Michael Owen says bring Rasmus back. I like Rasmus. And I actually don't really listen to Michael Owen very often, but I saw this quote saying, you know, a striker's about service and I reckon Hoyland could come back and do quite good. It's not a terrible take, but, you know, we're all intelligent people, hopefully. You know, the minute he misses a sitter, everybody who doesn't like Rasmus, including the press, will be like, he's a load of crap. But the story has been told with him, unfortunately, and there's a good offer on the table for Napoli, so we should take it. Is 80s football very different to 2000s football, says Robert? Not at the moment, unless you're watching games like last night. Loads of people watching this morning. Please do share the video. We've only got 40 likes and I'm going down the slide. Okay. I should have put different trousers on. In hindsight, wasn't it weird? I've done that one. Thank you very much. Will you talk about Onana? Probably. But yeah, that big meeting on the clear out, it's not going to last very long, is it? It seriously won't last very long because who else are the? We had that clear out meeting in less than 2 minutes. I should have timed it. It was less than 2 minutes. Man United's big clear out meeting. Yeah. It's not a big clear out, is it? Xerxes, Ugarte, Rasmus, Rashford, Malacia. That's it. Who else are we going to? I mean, look, someone said in the chat, how would you make the meeting longer? You make the meeting longer by saying things that are going to cause a debate. So I'd say, I want a new right back. We need to sell Dele or Mazraoui. And I know who I'd sell because I know who will get more money for. It's Dele. And then someone in the chat room would go, well, I wouldn't sell Dele. He's a good lad and he works hard. And I'd say he is a good lad and he does work hard. And I do like him. But this is Manchester United and he's had his chance. He's had 5 years here. Is he one of the top right backs in the league? No. Has he ever been? No. Why is he here then? I like Dele. He has a great attitude and, you know, he seems like a nice guy. Is he in the top five right backs in the league? No. Has he ever been? No. Why is he still here? And so Jim Radcliffe will go, what? He's talking sense. And I go, yeah, I've got more sense as well. I've got a lot more sense. Luke Shaw. Oh, you can't get rid of him. Well, he's not even in the top 10 left backs in the league. And what if he's only been staying fit for the World Cup? Get rid of him. Any more? Give me a minute. I'm trying to think. Well, I would have moved Maguire on, but you've already given him a contract. So that's that. We'll leave that for another year. Definitely Dalot. Definitely Luke Shaw. We need fullbacks. I mean, I'm going to say a controversial thing. I need a bit of miracle here. I'm not Harry Potter, but is there anything we can do with Mason Mount? Because he ain't part of my plans. He's on 250 grand a week. He's an imposter in that number seven shirt. Again, I like the lad. It's not his fault. It's not even your fault, Sir Jim. It's the Pratts who bought him before, but we've got to get rid of him. It's £1 million a month. There is a prick up then. It's £1 million a month we could save. So I'm not going to go Matt. Biyinda's got to go as well. Yeah, Biyinda's got to go. I don't count backup goalkeepers. It's like saying Tom Heaton. I don't count backup goalkeepers. But, you know, it's not a mass clear out. Maguire's staying, so I can't get rid of him. But Dalot, Shaw and Mount, why are they here? We're not a charity. There's no future in those three players. This is what I mean. We have a big old debate whether Carrick should get the job. We'll have a big old debate about the midfield. And we'll have a big old debate about Xerxes. But we all just go, Shaw, Dalot and Mount. Yeah, well, they won't get rid of him. Leave them. No, that's what a meeting like this should be all about. We're Manchester United. We should be looking at those sort of things. Okay, I think we've done this. I am going to come back. I've had 2,000 likes. Right, I have hit 2,000 likes. Get ready for this. We are going to talk about Rashford and Onana. We'll do that next. Right. Wish me luck. I wonder how much the audio will hold up on this. I don't know why I'm doing my coat up.
It's not
going
to work.
Okay. Bit of a stretch. Here we go.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He's got saved by my arse. It genuinely wouldn't fit. The slide was about that wide. It's a kid's slide. And I haven't even got a big ass. And it wouldn't go down. There's not a lot. I should have planned it because that looks wide to me. Trust me, you're only going to get one down that. I don't know. No, somebody said you should have just forced it. Mate, I'd have been stuck. I had to call the fire brigade. Like, it wasn't even like flesh. It was the hip bones. The hip bones wouldn't go down. There we go. Okay, let's carry on. So, I mean, some of this is a little bit repetitive. We've got Ben Jacobs on the show today at 1 o'clock, by the way. He can't do Thursday, so he's doing it today. So we should be able to ask him about Tonali and Chiellini and, you know, all sorts. Somebody in the chat's just said something. I'm not going to ignore it. Do you think we could get Enrique? What I would say about Enrique is, and I've told this story, a couple of years ago. So if you've been part of the United Stand for this long, you might remember this story vaguely. So one Christmas, I really wanted an Amiga 500 Plus. You've got to be from the 90s to know. So you used to have games consoles like the Sega Mega Drive and the Super Nintendo, but some people had computer consoles. I think you still have them now, PCs. And there were certain games that were just brilliant on PCs and were crap on the Mega Drive. So Sensible World of Soccer, Championship Manager. These were all on computer game, like proper computers. And I wanted an Amiga 500 Plus. And we weren't particularly that well off when we were growing up. I'd say we were definitely working class, as a lot of people were in the 80s and 90s. And I've been told you won't get one for Christmas. You know, we can't afford it. You're not going to get one for Christmas. And that was something that, you know, many of us grow up with, and some kids today grow up with. And that can be quite character building when, you know, you're told you can't have things. But then the week before Christmas, I was just going, I really want an Amiga. And I think my mum or somebody said, well, you never know. You never know what Santa's going to bring. I mean, I was about 13. I was like, well, he ain't going to bring me anything. Anyway, we'll leave that. But it did make me think, you never know. And all week I was thinking, you never know. Magic can happen. And I woke up on Christmas Day morning and I didn't have one. And I thought, you know what? Fair play for making me think I might get one and making it feel a bit special, but I didn't bloody get one. And I do feel a little bit like that about Enrique or Nagelsmann, in the sense that it would be a dream to get a manager like that. And it is still possible until it's not possible. But do dreams come true with Man United? You know, it's a little bit like the midfield, isn't it? You know, there was a point in the game last night where I was trying to figure out what's better for Enrique to say he wants to leave PSG. But you know what? I wouldn't pay for Enrique anyway. The thing about Enrique is I'm £20 million a year at PSG. Now, even if he said, I want to come to Man United, my prediction is if he said, I'll come to you for £22 million a year, United would say no because it's too expensive. I think United would snub Enrique because of his wage, which is incredible, but I think that they would. Nagelsmann would be a lot cheaper. But what I was going to talk about is, yeah, but I still do hold hope. I still hold hope that Carrick might say it's not for me at the moment and United go and get an experienced coach. I'd love that to happen. I think it'd be great for everybody. The Amiga story, here we go. You like my gran, says Nick P. 5,000 likes and he'll climb the tree, says Robert McCormack. What tree? That one. That one. I wouldn't even reach the first branch, mate. Tomorrow I'll do some keep-ups on the hill. Here. We'll see. We'll count how many kick-ups I can do. There we go. While the weather's good, we'll do the morning show out here. And we'll just do challenges. And then on Friday, I could see how many press-ups I can do on the grass. Somebody says you could have a naked picnic. Yeah, we're not doing that. I don't think Gary's going to be happy about that, is he? Anyway, thank you, Robert. Chav has been a member for 40 months. Thank you very much for being a member, mate, and getting your badge in. Some exciting stuff coming up about that. Slazy says, Tromso hired an unknown young manager. He lost his first five. Fans wanted him sacked, but the board backed him and signed the players he wanted. He got third. This season, they lead with 19 points from seven games. I can already see the headlines. New left winger signed. It's Rashford holding up the new kit, says Stefano. And Andy Atherton says, let's be honest, Mark, it doesn't matter which manager we appoint with our current owners. Jose failed, Van Gaal failed, and Carrick will fail. I mean, it's a fair point. Funnily enough, it's quite ironic because when Amorim got sacked, I sat and did a video here, didn't I, in January in the cold, saying no way back. Thank you very much for that. Okay, just on Onana and Rashford very quickly, because I know Beth mentioned them yesterday. With Rashford, I did a little bit of research on this last night. With Rashford, I think the story is he wants to stay at Barcelona and will take a pay cut. And there's a deal there for him to stay at Barcelona and his wages are sorted. The issue is Barcelona don't want to give us 25 million. They feel they've got a player that they want to keep and they can afford the wages and they've done the deal, but they don't want to pay Man United 25 million. They want him on loan for another year. So Man United are saying no. So it looks like the issue is Barcelona and Man United. Well, who's going to win on that? Who wins there? It could drag on all summer and Barcelona get their way. I think United just... I understand United saying, look, £25 million for Marcus Rashford is a bargain, but it's only a bargain if someone's willing to pay it. And also, it's where the player wants to be. So I think it's going to run and run because United can't just loan him out at the start of the summer. So I think it's just going to run and run. But I think Rashford does want to go and stay there, which you can't blame him. And United are on a bit of a sticky wicket, really. As for Onana, very different situation. We're fortunate in a way that Rashford's done well at Barcelona. He likes it there and he wants to stay there. Rasmus has done well at Napoli. They want to keep him. He wants to stay there. We get 40 million. So fair play to Rasmus and Rashford. They've actually gone and done well. With Onana, his wage is huge and it's 100 grand. And he needs to... the garden goes massively up that way. I mean, you can barely see the house. And I don't know whether that's my wife walking across the garden or it might be a bird, like a seagull. It's so that's that side. It's just, it's about a, it's so big. I'm joking. It's literally 10 meters away. Yeah, I think with Onana, the biggest issue with Onana is that he's on good money, 100 grand, and he won't get that anywhere else. He's got 2 years left on his contract, and he's going to get a pay rise with the Champions League. So he's going to go up to about 125 grand a week. I said this, we discussed this a couple of months ago. How do you get rid of United are more than happy to say, look, let's go back to that clear out meeting, right? Never even mentioned Onana. We're getting rid of Onana. I'm in the meeting again, representing you. How are you going to do that one, Jason? Well, he's just not staying. He's not good enough. Yeah, you didn't listen, did you? How are you getting rid of him? Oh, just sell him. Who's going to buy him? Someone will buy him. No, they won't. No one's going to give you money for a player and wages for that player. You're going to loan him, mate, and you're going to pay off his wages. Next. Well, I'm not happy about that. Well, smoke it, Sir Jim. He's going on loan. Nobody wants him here. We can't keep him here. He's going on loan and we're paying off his wages because nobody's going to sign him. No one's going to pay him his wages and no one's going to sign him. He is going to be here this summer and probably next summer and you're going to be loaning him out twice. That's what's going to happen. When will you be on the overlap, Mark? Any clues, says Max. I'm ready to go, mate. Let's do it. It's not me stopping it. How often does the sun shine in England, says Grand Prairie? I've given the hint away now. I describe the UK weather very much like Manchester United. On its day, it can be Ibiza. It can be LA. It can be beautiful. But then it can be the middle of June. You need good weather. And it can be pissing it down and windy. It's just inconsistent. The UK weather is like Man United, inconsistent. On our day, it's amazing. Boiling up, blue skies, you wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And then on another day in the summer, you'd be like, this is crap. And it'll be like that for 2 weeks. If Rashford comes back, does Cunha have to give him his number back? You see, this is great from Rafa, who's been a member for 10 months. Rashford doesn't come back. He doesn't come back. He wouldn't get his shirt back. It's a great point. Rashford won't come back. I tell you what, it's an absolutely fantastic show this morning. Let me know in the comments if you want me to do more outside shows because I've actually quite enjoyed it. It's quite nice getting a bit of air. I wouldn't do it if it was raining. It would be horrible. But I've actually quite enjoyed it. And a little bit of exercise down the slide as well. It's funny, actually, because behind the slide, you can't see them, but there's one of those, the bars, whatever they call them. We should do how long I can hold, how many pull-ups I can do, because that'll last shorter and United's clear-out meeting. Jay says, off topic, but in Australia, can see the latest Bundesliga live footage video. Don't think I'm meant to be able to, says Jay. CFC. Okay, I'll take a look at that. Thank you so much for telling me that, by the way. I'll go and check that, because it wasn't doing that on Friday. Thank you very much for watching. Stay safe, and I will speak to you. We've got Ben Jacobs at 1. And I'm on at 7 tonight because we've got another Champions League game. So both the 2 o'clock and the 8 o'clock show are an hour earlier today. 7,600 watching. Absolute legends. Great show. I'll speak to you in a bit. How do I end this stream?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.